This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Australia's only LGBTI program focused on the horror and sci-fi community.
Quartz. Quartzine. Quartzine Queer Art Scene is a free digital and print zine initiative to showcase and promote LGBTIQ visual arts, comics, cartooning, and writing talent. So from prose to poems to print to pencil, that's Quartzine. And we need your help. You can submit your work to us at quartz@outlook.com.au. You have until the end of October 2015. Submit now. Find us on Facebook. Quartz. Quartzine.
I have in the studio here at Joy, I've got Jason Lee Howden. Welcome to the show.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. Yes. So here you are talking about, well, we're going to talk about your film, Deafgasm. Jason, so tell us about this film. I know you probably, you know, you're bored of it now, but we're not. For those who don't know, what is Deafgasm?
Well, luckily it's quite fast paced, so I've seen it probably 100 times, but I still kind of dig it. Deafgasm is a, described as a balls to the wall splatstick horror comedy. And it's about two young, you know, teenage metalheads who accidentally like invoke this ancient evil and through their own stupidity, and then they have to pretty much save the world with the power of heavy metal.
As you do, you know, heavy metal doesn't sink, but in this case, I've been lucky to see the film, and I just love the makeup and how, you know, the Kiss look-alike type of thing, and some of the names of the bands, band names that they go through before they settle on what they're going to. And it is, would you say it's pretty Peter Jackson style in some respects?
Yeah, I mean, he's been a big influence. Like, I first saw Bad Taste in a mall in a small town of Greymouth when I was 9 years old. Right. It was on like playing at the wall of TVs.
Oh my goodness.
And I think some like irresponsible employee just chucked it on like 3:30 in a weekday, and I just sat there and just watched. And I think that's when my mind actually became warped. I could kind of hear it twisting. But yeah, you know, it's you know, there's a lot of splatter, which doesn't appeal to everyone, but also some good comedy in there, and you know, a bit of a love story as well. So
yeah. And of course I just love the artistic aspects of it. I'm looking at the page now where they're sitting having an ice cream on a park bench, and he's in his full death metal, heavy metal regalia as such. That's very interesting.
And the corpse paint makeup. And I don't know if that scene has actually ever happened. Like, you know, the nice kind of like the head girl with the metal head, but you know.
It hasn't happened?
I don't know.
It feels like it has.
It didn't happen to me.
So, are you a heavy metal fan? Was that where it came from?
Well, it's inspired by my own, you know, teenage years growing up in a small town, you know, being the odd one out. So, yeah. And I met this other dude, another metalhead there. And basically got up to all sorts of mischief. There weren't really demons in real life, but unfortunately.
Yeah, because it does touch on bullying, and I guess that's interesting because our community, of course, we've all experienced that at some stage. And yeah, it's really interesting how it's dealt with in the film.
Yeah, I mean, it's very much a catalyst for, you know, him invoking the evil, I guess. He feels like, you know, very, very down and out, and like he has to live with his Christian aunt and uncle who don't understand him, and his cousin who he also lives with, you know, gives him beatings on a daily basis. So
yeah, being the odd one out.
Yeah.
We all know that experience. But of course, we can't all invoke demons to fight back, but yes, stretch of the imagination in this film certainly does. So yeah, look, basically what happens to it after after the screenings here in Melbourne.
So I'm currently touring with the film, so, you know, just presenting it at film festivals. It's really, you know, I'm really lucky to have that opportunity to do that. I haven't travelled very much, so I'm heading to Germany in a few weeks' time. Mm-hmm. We're going to play it to a German audience. And then London, France, Spain, LA and Mexico. Which is exciting. That's cool. I think our Madman Entertainment have actually picked it up for release in Australia and New Zealand. So there'll be like a DVD sort of VOD release coming later in the year.
Yeah. And will it go to other screens though? Cinemas?
Hopefully, yeah. I mean, you know, it's a very kind of niche thing. The gore element doesn't appeal to everyone. Actually, my mother-in-law is going to watch it this week in Nelson. Yeah, she's taking her 70-year-old friend. It's going to be awkward.
Okay. Do they have any idea? Have you
hinted
at what it's about?
I mean, I tried to warn her off it, but she's incredibly proud, so. But, you know, in saying that, you never know. I mean, it might... You might find something they love.
Here's hoping. Now, the music itself in the soundtrack, can people actually, is that going to be on the DVD release or will there be a soundtrack release?
Yeah, so an awesome company in the States called Death Waltz Records are putting out
a
vinyl.
Them.
Yeah, they do some great stuff,
Girl Walks Home Alone at Night. Yeah. They did that one.
Yeah, so cool. And they do like a custom kind of cover as well. And so
8-minute long pieces, sometimes 14 minutes long. It's pretty amazing.
It's so good, I mean, it's going to be a double album as well because we have got like 31 songs and
who wrote those?
So I pretty much just handpicked the music from like sort of indie and a few mainstream metal bands like all over the world with a bit of a New Zealand slant being a Kiwi, but really lucky to have the support of those bands. You know, it's hard to make a buck these days for musicians,
because I think a lot of films these days, particularly genre films, they come as a package, like with the soundtrack and the people involved in the movie itself, and it's all part of getting it around all the festivals, and that's sounds like that's the main part of what's happening to it now is getting it out there.
Yeah, totally.
Would you say?
Yeah, so you know, I've been really lucky with the festivals where we premiered at South by Southwest, you know, really prestigious music and film festival. I've just been to Brazil and Korea and watched it with audiences there.
Yeah.
Sydney, New Zealand, Melbourne, and then heading off to Germany next week and starting a European tour. So, you know, really lucky. It's just, I love watching it with different audiences and seeing what works culturally and what doesn't, humor-wise.
Yeah.
Because some things just don't translate, and some things, like, you know, there's a sweet love scene and all the Koreans were just pissing themselves laughing.
Really?
So, you know, it was great.
Oh, that's cool. Now, just thinking about your background, we were chatting off air about it. You come from an FX, you know, special effects background, and of course you worked at Weta. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I worked at Weta and a few other companies, including Allura in Melbourne, for about 6 years. Taking a little bit of a break from it now, but you know, it's incredibly fun. It's, you know, really lucky to have that work there. You know, it's been great doing Deathgasm though, like getting away from a computer screen and just being out there with people and working with actors. And you know, we try to do a lot of like 80s sort of practical effects, so like, you know, non-digital effects in the film.
It did remind me a little bit of Brain Dead.
Yes,
or
yeah.
As the American release was, Dead Alive.
Yeah.
How much blood, fake blood of course, did you go through?
Was almost 100 liters.
Wow.
And I actually read somewhere that Brain Dead had 300.
Yes,
but
they had the record.
They probably had like 10 or 15 times the budget of us though. But you know, that's kind of a personal goal to beat them. The next film have 400 liters, and you know,
maybe people could
bring it on, Peter Jackson.
Maybe people could donate some fake blood.
We'll have a blood drive.
A blood drive of a different kind. Yeah, so you've worked obviously with Peter Jackson in that experience. What was that like?
Great. Yeah, fantastic. I was working at one of the buildings at Park Road Post, which he also occupied. And these amazing old Ray Harryhausen posters, like antique, like you know, they're worth just heaps. They're just everywhere around the room. It's just a really inspirational place to work.
Okay, well, all the best. Fantastic job.
Awesome, thank you so much.
What are you planning next? Can you tell us anything?
So I'm just reading a few scripts at the moment, and just, you know, had a few meetings with Australian producers just talking about projects. But so I'll be heading, the end of my tour will be in LA, so
see what happens.
Which will coincide with the release of the film in America. And yeah, we'll see what happens next, you know. Mm. Whatever it is, it'll be crazy and fun. I can promise that.
Great. Thank you very much for speaking to us, Jason Lee Howden. Good luck with Defgasm.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Cool. Excellent.
Girls on Film Festival. Sonia the Screamer is a goth mother at this year's Girls on Film Festival 2015.
The Girls on Film Festival is October 23rd to October 25th.
A girl walks home alone at night at Aussie horror film The Loved Ones. Girls on Film Festival. Check out girlsonfilmfestival.com.
Anonymous X shares a common belief to make a difference and together create a change for the homeless and less fortunate. Anonymous X stands for the personal before the political, raising awareness of the issues of homelessness by sharing personal stories on social media and providing practical support through donations of toiletries, food items, clothes and other essential items. It's not about us, it's about inspiring and helping other people. AnonymousX.com.au. A community service message thanks to Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Check out joy.org.au/sci-fi and scream for more.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.